In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. When I was in my late 20s, I attended a Curcio weekend, and the only reason I went to it was my priest said, I think you should go to that. I think you would like it. And I had no idea what it was, but I had enough confidence in my priest. I just went and figured I'd find out what happened when I got there. And it turned out really being an amazing weekend for me. And the reason is that it was really through the talks of that weekend and the experiences of that weekend that it was the first time that I was invited into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's it. Did you get that? I was in my late 20s before I ever had that concept even introduced to me. So all of my years in Sunday school, I didn't get it. All my years of listening to sermons, didn't get it. Nothing at home helped me understand that. It ended up being that weekend that I had my eyes opened to a new relationship with God, and it has changed my life. Well, this brings up this topic of spiritual sight, spiritual vision. It was a year later that I had been just so impacted by that weekend that I joined a team to put on the next Curcio weekend. And I gave one of the talks, and it was on living the Christian life. And after my talk was over, there's a time for people to reflect on it and to discuss the talks. And a man came up to me, this older man who was actually younger than I am now, but he was in his 70s. And he came up to me and just started to sob. I mean, he was crying so hard he couldn't really talk. And I just let that happen. And after a while, he kind of pulled himself out of that place that he was emotionally. And he said, I don't even know how to use the words to thank you for the words you have given in that talk. He said, I have always attended church, but I never understood what it actually meant to have Jesus in my life. I had never really connected with that before. And I know that that wasn't just about my talk. It really is a focus of the weekend to try to accomplish that, for there to be a communication of that level of relationship and for people to really have new spiritual sight, new spiritual vision. It was earlier in Mark's gospel from the passage that we heard today where we read about Jesus' encounter with a rich young man, and he just could not accept Jesus' invitation to follow him because Jesus had said, in order for you to follow me, it's not just about following the rules. Remember, I want you to give up everything you've got, sell it, and give the proceeds to the poor. And he rejected it. He could not give up his riches in order to follow Jesus. Well, he lacked spiritual vision. He lacked that spiritual eyesight. But in today's story, Bartimaeus immediately threw off his only possession. It was his cloak. And think about that for a blind person who would have no way of making a living, no way of even getting around without help. And so he would rely on that cloak to be his source of warmth from the weather, to be something soft to sit on, to be something that would help collect coins that were thrown his way, right, that would fall on the cloak that he could gather up. And he instantly gave that away. He just threw it aside, because he knew there was something else more important happening. He was being invited into Jesus' presence. Jesus asked Bartimaeus the exact same question, word for word, the same question that he'd previously asked James and John, remember, when they wanted to be sitting at Jesus' left side and right side in the heavenly kingdom. And Jesus said to them, and he said to Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" And James and John wanted that place of prominence. Bartimaeus just wanted to be able to see again. But the reality of it is, what we end up seeing from this story is, he had better spiritual vision than his own disciples did. He really understood what was going on better than his own inner circle of friends. He had the right priority. And he also had a lot of boldness, right? He just kept at it. "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." And he kept saying it louder until he got everybody's attention. He was bold. And that's really what the Hebrew reading was about today. It's saying, because Jesus is intercessor for you and me, we can be bold in our faith. We can stand in God's presence. We can enter the Holy of Holies, that place in the temple in Jerusalem that only the high priest was ever allowed once a year to go into. We're invited into every day because of Jesus. Bartimaeus only wanted to be able to see again, but he got so much more. Our life is not just about marking time. It's not about us keeping ourselves busy until we get to see each other in heaven. Our Christian life is about being intentional, about developing our spiritual vision, about building our spiritual sight every day. And we have a great example for that work from Bartimaeus. And I see the blessing that comes out of our friendships, because it's based in the spiritual vision that Jesus Christ is the reason you and I are in this faith family together. I mean, that's the core that draws us together. We find out we have other things in common, but at the core of it is our shared belief in Jesus and knowing that he's with us. And so I see the care and compassion of Jesus when we send cards, when people are ill, when we send flowers, when we make visits. I shared at 8 o'clock, I just had this nagging guilt working on me the last couple days. It has been way too long since I've talked to Trish Trier. So I finally just figured, well, even if I'm in trouble, I got to make the phone call. So I picked up the phone yesterday and I called Trish and I said, "I'm just dying to hear, you know, the rumor mill is just not keeping me up to date on how you're doing. I'm calling to find out how you are." She said, "Actually, I'm shopping at Costco right now." So I guess she's doing great. And no, she just sounded very cheerful and she was happy to hear from me. And I guess it's okay for me to come visit her next week. So, but, you know, for us to have that at the core of who we are, it says that when we goof up, it's okay, because we have a relationship that we can pull each other back in, right? We can look past waiting too long to make a phone call and then having God hit us on the side of the head with a 2x4 saying, "Hey, make the phone call," like God did to me. We see the generosity of finances that we've ended up this little community being. You know, we were the primary donor to Reverend Karen for the mission work that was done in the Virgin Islands from this diocese, and we ended up as a total contributing more than $1,000 that went to water purification for families on St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. That it's their only source of drinkable water. Wow. That's being bold. I think about the commitment that we have to this preschool, that we had families from here show up to help that community just have a great time. And even though we didn't have kids here from the church, boy, did we have a bunch of kids from the school. And we made clear that even though I didn't look like a priest, I looked like a charro. I was dressed up. I learned all about charros and vaqueros. So it was a lot of fun to wear a sombrero and not fit through any doorway. But, you know, we had a lot of fun. And the community realized that we're all one, right? The church family was helping out. The parents of the kids were helping out. And I just see that as such a blessing for us. I think about the commitment that we make to make sure that we have a comfortable space here, that we're maintaining this beautiful place. It's in good repair. Thank you, Dick. And thank you, David. Yeah. I'm blown away by the way people volunteer to keep things going well. We have something special here. We have a shared relationship with each other and with God that lets us practice boldness in our faith and to be carried by each other when we get off track. The theme for this year's pledge drive from that flyer that's in your bulletin is transforming generosity. And I think that's such a powerful phrase. I'd really like you to reflect on it, because there's one aspect of that that says that by us recognizing, by us having the spiritual vision to recognize God's generosity to us, we are transformed. Because we're not just putting in a day because good things happen and bad things happen, but we're putting in a day because we're looking for God to be in the day. And that transforms us. It transforms the way we even look at the events of the day. But the other piece of it is when we witness those transformations, we get to transform other people by carrying the message forward. Think about Bartimaeus. He not only received his sight, but he decided, I'm going to follow Jesus. I am going to be part of the way. I'm going to be part of that group. And I'm going to learn from Jesus. So now he becomes a living testimony every place that that group went to say, I'm one of the people Jesus healed. I was blind. And look at me now. Look at the power of God to change me. And if God can change me, God can change you. Can you imagine the sermons he gave? Awesome. So this phrase of transforming generosity really caught my attention, and it's one for us to think about the way we are blessed by God, not just as a faith community, but individually. And how has that blessing of God's generosity transformed us into a different person than we were before we had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Spiritual, sharp spiritual vision transforms us, and our boldness of faith transforms other people. Our pledges for this next year, 2019, allow this faith community to keep being a strong model of what that's about. What is about to be a witness of God's generosity and of giving thanks for the power of the transformation that happens. Jesus has promised that he's here. He's with us. He's standing right beside us. He intercedes for us, and he deeply cares that we are here with him. And he asks each of us, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? May every one of us seek in each day and in each event of our day to clearly see God and to help others see God too. Amen.